Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi there, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. This is Lynn McDonald. Welcome to another episode of Mission Possible You. And as always, I have a phenomenal guest. I always bring you people that can totally inspire you. But today's show, you're going to learn a lot of new things about holistic services. And I am so honored and pleased to have Trina Hammack here. She is here from California. And she is here to chat with you. She is a functional nutritionist at her company called Cornerstone Wellness, amongst a host of other titles that she has, and she's going to talk to us today about a holistic wellness, nutrition, and really these modalities are so helpful, and just definitely keep your ears perked up because this can really truly help you out. So Trina, thank you so much for being on the show today. We need your knowledge. We need you.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I get so excited when I get to share out-of-the-box things. So this is great. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your story. What like led you down the road to what you do? As we know, the listeners can't see us because we're on Zoom. And I look and I go, oh my gosh, you have so many amazing things behind you. So tell us a little bit about how... a little bit about your story.
Well, my story goes back, well, all the way to as a kid, but to fast forward, back in 2003, I was bit by a tick and ended up getting Lyme disease in my brain, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. So my background had been in, I was teaching eighth grade science and PE, and I was a teacher and all this, and then I ended up getting into Rolfing body work because I had neck and back pain. And then I went into it and I became a Rolfer, a Rolf structural integration practitioner. But as I was working and I was living in Big Sur, we went mushroom hunting one day and I got bit by a tick. And I didn't know I got bit by a tick. I just knew that I had rash all over my body. They thought it was poison oak. There's nothing wrong with you. But everything started sliding sideways. And, you know, the doctors out here didn't believe there was Lyme in our area, blah, blah, blah. So I had to figure it out. And I knew nothing about Lyme. I wasn't even on my radar. And then a friend of mine, she had this device called a Skio Biofeedback, where she can scan your body for about 9 or 10,000 different items and look at your stress response to these things, energetic things that you're getting tested for. So Lyme or other bacteria or emotions. So she tested me from afar from Minnesota, and I'm in California, and I'm like, what is this woo-woo thing? And I had no idea when she was going to test me to help figure out what was wrong with me because we didn't know it was Lyme yet. And I had no idea she was going to do it. I was in the doctor's office and all of a sudden I started feeling different again. And I'm like, oh no, what's wrong now? But then by the time I got home, I realized I felt good. I felt like I was floating on this cloud of bliss. I'm like, what happened? And I go, oh, Kim must have done that quote unquote session. Call her the next day and she was laughing. She goes, yeah, and it's just going to get better and better and better. And so I'm like, all right, get out here. I need to learn about this, et cetera. So every time I've gotten sick or had a problem, it's taken me into a modality which has helped me to heal myself. And then therefore, people come to me who have the same or similar issues, and then I can help them. So it went from back pain and learning how to do Rolfing to Lyme disease and being able to heal myself naturally from Lyme using biofeedback and nutrition and homeopathy. I had mercury and lead poisoning. I had to figure that one out. I had parasites. And then in 2008, I was diagnosed with aggressive stage 3 ovarian cancer.
Wow.
So yeah. And you know, that was kind of crazy because as a holistic practitioner, you know, now it's been 26 years, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to have a diagnosis like that. Like, what doesn't your work, you know? But that led me into a whole new realm of, wow, look at this healthy person. Look at her lifestyle. How can somebody have a diagnosis like that? And that led me down the road to Dr. Hammer's German New Medicine work, Recall Healing, which is it's about the emotional triggers to disease. And it just made so much sense. And for 2 years after I learned and I trained and I learned and I trained, I tried to disprove this man's work. And he was right on the money every single time. And so now I can look at a person's pattern in their life and tie it with their disease and teach them how to unravel it and get healthy again. So again, every time I've gotten sick or had a problem, it's taken me to the next level with education in order to heal myself. And then I therefore take it out into the world. In addition to all that, I do functional nutrition. So I'm the investigator that figures things out when others cannot figure it out. I had a gal in here just today. You know, she's been trying for years to figure out what was wrong, and we figured it out that she had all these types of pathogens that were holding her back. And so then we can use natural methods to help balance the body back out and get you healthy again. So I use a lot of modalities. I use a lot of technology. I use 3 biofeedbacks. I use Beamer Mat to open up vascular systems and circulation. I use microcurrents. I use lasers. It's so cool what I do all day.
It sounds it. I just want to back up because it's interesting, especially with Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So many people have Lyme disease. Some don't even really know it. So how did you really get rid of your Lyme disease in a sense? Was it all through, like you're saying, to the holistic way that you got rid of it?
It was. So the SCIO helped to pinpoint what it was, that it was Lyme. And then we started using frequency work to correct it and to detox my body. In addition to that, I was using homeopathy, which is another type of frequency work. You know, homeopathy is really gentle. It's never killed anybody. You know, it's like super, super safe. So I use good nutrition and detox, frequency work, homeopathy. And yeah, it's true. It's an epidemic. And when the doctors can't figure out what's going on, you know, they'll label it fibromyalgia, they'll label it something, they'll throw some label on it, but they rarely will look for Lyme. And when they do, they may be using a subpar test. So the insurance companies had the test changed. So when you measure Lyme on a blood test, it comes out in what they call bands. And there's all these bands. Well, the insurance companies lobbied and got the most sensitive bands taken out of the testing. So when somebody got tested and had Lyme, it may not show up because they took out the sensitive band. So guess what? Then they don't have to pay for treatment.
Unreal.
And then this person is suffering. But, you know, they call it the great imposter, Lyme. And it's not just a tick-borne disease. You know, mosquitoes can carry it and horseflies can carry it and spiders. And there's all these vectors, mice, rodents. You know, there's even theory that your dogs and cats and that it's transmittable through saliva. You know, we don't know that for sure, but I believe I was first infected when I was 5 and I got bit by a spider right on my chest.
Wow.
And then we were living in a moldy house. That's another piece of the story. Lyme and mold are two things. Lyme, mold, and heavy metals are the trifecta. And if you're struggling with stuff and you can't seem to get a handle on your health issues, start there, you know, start looking for these things and be tested for them in kind of out of the box ways. We were mold poisoned in 3 homes back to back and got very, very sick. So, and I live in an area, Monterey, where we have a lot of mold. So I see people left and right all day long and nobody is even addressing that. So I'm not a doctor, don't want to be a doctor, want nothing to do with that. But my best friend's a mold and Lyme doctor, and we can tag team and help people who nobody else is helping. So
a lot of that doesn't even show up on blood work, I bet, either.
Well, if you do the right tests, I mean, you're not looking for mold, you're looking at changes in hormone markers. So if you're looking at like a TGF-beta-1 test, it's a hormone test. If that's elevated above 2380, and I've seen them as high as 40,000, it means you're in a current exposure. If your MSH hormone, melanocyte stimulating hormone, is really low, it means you've been in it a really long time, and therefore may have an infection in your sinuses called Marcon's. If you have a Marcon's infection, your MSH will be low, and then your melatonin will be low, which means you will not sleep well. You will not recharge your adrenals, which will take down your adrenals, your thyroid, your energy. So it's this cascade.
Wow.
And so you got to find all these missing pieces that nobody looks for.
And a regular doctor wouldn't. They wouldn't do with, you know, I mean, you need both, but they wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, a lot of them don't even know what the test is. And so sometimes, when I tag team with a doctor or a nurse practitioner, they're super cool and they're, you know, okay, let's do that. And others look at you like you're nuts, or they don't know a thing about it. And so they refuse to test their patient. So you got to think outside the box. You got to test outside the box. You've got to investigate. These things are multi-layered. You know, in infections and emotional traumas and environmental exposures, everybody's unique too. Your genetics and my genetics are totally different.
Sure.
I'm more susceptible genetically to mold. Get this, check this out. You wonder why people are so gluten sensitive these days, right? I'm gluten free.
Everybody is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, they've changed the wheat. So the wheat is now genetically changed. So that makes it a super sugar. It's been changed. But on top of that, as we become more and more toxic, we cannot detox mold and chemicals and whatnot. So the mold gene sits next to the celiac gluten sensitivity gene.
Wow.
And when you're exposed to mold and you've got that weak genetic, it turns on the mold gene, which triggers that gluten sensitivity gene to turn on. So a lot of people who used to be able to eat gluten like I did, I can't go near it.
Wow.
Because I was mold poisoned. So
unbelievable. Oh my gosh, your knowledge level is just fascinating. My goodness. Wow. Oh, I'm blown away. When you mentioned about emotional triggers, my ears perked up because with that, and you alluded to, like, you know, you were a healthy person, and then you get diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Did you actually find the specific emotional triggers that might have caused? Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. I did more than that. I decided to put Dr. Hammer's theory to the test. So he was a German oncologist. He's passed away now a year or so ago. And he did no contrast brain CTs on his patients who had cancer. And because he lost his son in a horrible accident. And then not long after that, he developed prostate cancer. His wife developed ovarian cancer. And he was healthy as a horse. He's like, why would this be? So he started investigating, and he started finding that all of his patients had emotional traumas, and very specific emotional traumas tied to very specific cancers, and it tied to the very specific areas of the brain where you could see on a no contrast brain CT, you can see these marks. They look like tree rings on the brain scan. And so he started putting it together that liver cancer has this conflict and ovarian cancer has this conflict, and he mapped the brain, he mapped all of this out, and the guy was right.
Wow.
And the powers that be realized he was right, but they knew that that would take money out of the pharmaceutical industry's pocket, right? So what happens is you have a trauma, you have a shock, all right? When I was 3, I was taken from my dad. And I didn't see him for 43 years. and have any communication. So that hit my brain, my body, my psyche simultaneously as a loss conflict of my dad. So this mark was on my brain for 43 years that represented loss. And during that time, my right ovary was breaking down into micro perforations under the stress of this loss. So the brain is running this program for loss. And it's breaking down, always had horrible periods, hormone problems, whatever. So it was breaking down while we were in the conflict phase. Now, 43 years later, I go to Florida, meet my dad.
Wow.
My brain said, she has her daddy back. The loss is over. My brain said, let's heal it on the brain. So it sent amino acids to the brain to heal that area that linked to my ovary. Then it sent a message to the ovary to stop breaking down. You're not under conflict anymore. You need to heal. Okay, heal. So it swelled. And it takes 9 months to heal an ovarian trauma, just like it takes 9 months to make a baby.
Amazing.
Swells up. Fingerlings go out to grab nutrition to bring it back to heal the ovary. And at a certain point within this 9 month period, those fingers retract and then the cancer dies from the inside out.
Wow.
And then it's done. So I meet my dad, we go on this dolphin trip and I had the worst period of my life. I'm like, what happened? Well, my brain went into this healing phase. Get home, and over the next few months, my son's like, Mom, you're getting fat. And I'm like, great, thanks. And I'm like, but you're right. My belly was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I was tired. I'm like, what the heck? So I waited until I intuitively felt it was time to go to the doctor. When I went, he diagnosed me on the spot right there as stage 4 ovarian cancer. And I know, that's what he said. It ended up being aggressive stage 3. And then I waited. I didn't feel, he referred me to a gynecological oncologist, but I waited. I felt intuitive like it wasn't time to go yet. Because if they would have opened me up at that stage of the game, they would have opened me up, seen a huge tumor, and they would have seen tentacles all around my organs. And they would have closed me up and sent me home to die.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the cycle hadn't, that they hadn't retracted back in those tentacles into the ovary. But intuitively, I knew when it was time to go. And when I went and they took it out, this huge tumor the size of a melon, it had already, those fingerlings had retracted and it was dying from the inside out. So it had gone through its full healing cycle. So you go from conflict where the tissue was being destroyed, I resolved it. And that was the message to start to healing. And then it made it through the healing phase. And that's when you take it out. And then you go back to normal.
So you didn't have any chemo, radiation, any of that once they removed it?
No, they wanted me to, and they even scheduled it. But I refused it. And I have a friend, Dr. Tony Jimenez at Hope for Cancer in Mexico. And I called him up at home. I'm like, hey, what do I do? This is diagnosis. And he said, you get that thing taken out and then come see me in Mexico. So I went down to Mexico and he made up a natural plan for me, which involves sound and light therapy, which I was able to do at home, where it's so cool because I took this chlorophyll type agent in the dark and I took it for whatever my body weight was. And what that agent did was it seeded itself inside any cancer cells in my body. And then 48 hours later, I used ultrasound and I used full spectrum light. So I would go lie under my bed of full spectrum lights for an hour. And the light and the sound, think about what light does for plants. It activates the chlorophyll agent inside the cancer cells to go into photosynthesis. Photosynthesis creates oxygen. Oxygen kills cancer.
Wow.
So I used sound and light therapy over the next 6 to 9 months, worked full time, felt great. I was using my other technology, my frequency specific microcurrent, my beamer mat, which opens up the vascular system. I was hiking 10 days after my surgery.
Wow. Good for you. See, you were, that's just unbelievable. See how amazing it really is when you go out of the box and you realize what could really be done?
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Oh my gosh, you have quite the, I could be here forever talking to you. Can you just mention a little bit about functional nutrition?
Sure.
You know, what is that? There are so many, you know, well, you know, you see it all, I'm sure, but people come and, you know, obviously there is no perfect diet out there ever, but just even without that, what just tell us a little bit about functional nutrition, because we have so much misinformation out there.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, I didn't know what does it mean, a functional medicine, a functional nutrition, what does that mean? Well, when you go to the doctor and you get your blood work, they're using lab ranges, which are not necessarily optimal to perfect health. There are these wide ranges. You go and you get your thyroid check. They go, oh yeah, well, the range is huge. Oh, you're fine, but you know you're not. Well, in functional work, functional medicine, functional nutrition, you're looking at smaller ranges that are more precise to how your body functions at its optimum level. So the ranges are much smaller, they're more defined. And so we use those kind of ranges to help people get back on track. We use out of the box testing. So we're looking for DNA of bugs instead of, you know, other markers, really sensitive tests so that we can find things. We're like little investigators. So, I'm looking for emotional traumas. I'm looking for underlying stealth infections. I'm looking for heavy metals. I'm looking for mold. I'm looking for chemicals. I'm looking for what kind of body products are you using? What kind of household cleaners are you using? Are you using Teflon? You're looking at the big picture when you look at root causes, and then you're using natural methods to help clean out and support the body to get it back to health.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, your body goes back into balance and it's just so much more than just food. I mean, obviously we need good food, but so much more really goes into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So tell us a little bit about your, I know everybody is always, especially, you know, during certain times of the year, you know, weight. I know that I read up that you had this and you love it, this weight loss program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, weight loss doesn't have to be hard.
Right.
No matter what the issue is with your health, mm-hmm. if there's an issue, it's going to boil down to inflammation. Yeah. Period. If you have cellular inflammation, the outside of the cell is swollen and inflamed, your receptor sites for nutrients and hormones are on the outside of the cell. With inflammation, you blunt those receptors. Now you don't get good nutrients in, you don't get hormones into the cell, and you don't get toxic waste out. So if you want to lose weight, if you want to get better, if you want to work on your blood sugar, whatever it is, you have to heal the cell to get well, really. That's the bottom line.
So how do people do that? How do they actually heal the cell?
So it depends. It depends on where the person is at. Like if they are not in a moldy house or whatever, and we have to start working on that first, and they want to lose weight, we will put them through our weight loss program where we're removing inflammatory foods. What are they? Sugar, wheat, dairy. And we're using intermittent fasting. So the problem is, like, people will eat six small meals a day. You're eating six small meals a day, but you're using the food for fuel and you're never getting to your fat reserves for fuel. The reason why we have fat is because fat stores toxins. Mm-hmm. It's basically, fat's your friend. It's saving your life. It's keeping the toxins out of your bloodstream. So a few things you want to think about. What kind of toxicity do I have in my life? You want to minimize that. You know, what kind of soap am I using? What kind of laundry detergent? What kind of cleaners? What am I ingesting? Am I eating organic? Am I eating grass-fed? Because anything the animal ate, you're going to eat. And those types of things drive inflammation and they shut down the cell. So when you've got toxic cells that are inflamed, you're not going to lose weight. Fat's going to hold on for dear life. And then if your cells become so toxic and inflamed, they're either going to start, the cells are going to start dying and you're going to age prematurely, or your weak genes inside your cell are going to get triggered and you're going to start triggering some sort of disease. So you want to clean up the cell. We want to look at the environment. What are you exposed to? We got to clean that up if that's a problem. Look at all your habits, remove the inflammatory foods. And then we eat certain foods with some certain supplements like amino acids and ketones to teach the body to start accessing fat for fuel. So when we were mold poisoned, my husband and I, we gained like 40 pounds each and we didn't know what was wrong with us. And so after we got all that remediated and fixed and moved and whatnot, I was asking some of my practitioner friends, what are you guys using for weight loss? And so they shared their program with me and I'm like, yeah. We tried it. And on the morning of day 4, Scott, my husband, wakes up and he had burned 7 pounds of fat.
Wow.
From the time he went to bed until the time he woke up in the morning.
Wow.
And I had burned 3 and I was like, I think we're onto something. So we were reducing inflammation. We were teaching our body to start burning the stored fat as fuel. And we were starting to get healthy again. We were starting to get rid of the mold. We were starting, to get rid of that toxic load. So everybody's different. And sometimes we have to tweak the program for people, but it works. It's all about inflammation, reducing it, and then finding the foods that work for you. For me, dairy and gluten are just, I'm going to blow up like a tick. Genetically, I can't break it down. And you know the sad part about this is I'm Italian. And I grew up in Wisconsin. So, they should take away my Italian card.
But you know what? This is why I talk about this, because so many people, and obviously you're retraining your body that way to burn the fat as fuel, but your eating habits as well. And obviously the mental, emotional, all of that. But many people, unfortunately, spend a lifetime on diet after diet after diet, and they ruin their body that way when probably, half the time it isn't even like that, because half the time they probably have what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's, when we always do the same thing over and over and over again, we're always going to get what we got. Right. Yep. So when you come outside of the box and you take a different approach, you're going to get different results. And people need to know that, because everybody is, what is my neighbor on? I'm on this diet, a lifetime membership. Now, you should never have to have anything be a lifetime membership. Hello, there's something wrong there. And it's so much more than even just what you eat alone, your body and your, we were talking about even earlier, your emotions. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And out of the box is really where it's at.
Yeah. Think about this thought. Fat's there to insulate you and protect you, not only from toxins and whatnot, but it could be protecting you from an old trauma.
Yes.
So some sort of assault on your being, whether it's emotional, physical, virtual, whatever. So then you put on a layer of fat to protect you from that. But then think about this. Okay, that's one thing. But then you start beating yourself up.
Yes.
For having the fat. So then your body sees that as a further attack on yourself and then puts more shielding to protect you from you.
Exactly.
So we have to stop the madness. We have to help people to see their worth and their value and find, that good place again, that good balanced, healthy place again. Let go of the old traumas and, move on. We hold on to all this stuff, and sometimes you don't even know you're holding on to it. But a lot of times you have clues and you can figure it out.
Yeah, many times, even unprocessed emotions in the body show up as disease, as you were talking about, unwanted habits and behaviors, and they will keep reappearing until, hello, you get the message, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And until you do that, nothing will shift.
Yeah.
So yeah, that a lot of clues, absolutely. Oh my gosh. You've been incredible. I could be here forever. I know you need to go, but can you tell us where? Because I know that, some of the listeners definitely may be banging down your door, which is good. Where can someone get a hold of you, Trino? What is the best way?
Oh, sure. Well, I've got two websites, one more geared towards weight loss, one more geared towards functional nutrition. If you're interested in going down the weight loss inflammatory path, it's Cornerstone Wellness Center, Monterey.com. Mm-hmm. And I work remotely with people all over the world, Spain, Australia, all mm-hmm. across the United States. Zoom is super cool, right?
I love it. I know. I hear you.
I know. It's like we're in the same room. And then I have my more functional site, which is TrinaHammock.com. And you can give the office a call. You can email. You know, just if you have an issue, just set up a free 15-minute chat, and then we can start to troubleshoot and kind of figure out a path and give you some hope.
Yes, the world needs you. Absolutely. Well, Trina, thank you so much for coming by here today. Incredible information. I know that already, you know, you're just by getting this out to people, people are, you know, receptive and open, because after a while, if you don't know where else to look and then they turn this on and they hear you, oh my gosh.
Right.
So thank you so much. I totally appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on. We could be here all day.
Absolutely. So thank you everyone for stopping by Mission Possible You, and please feel free to reach out to Trina. She's absolutely phenomenal and can totally help you. And we will see you at our next episode. Thanks.
You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media, and please remember to subscribe.